Playing somebody along.
Gone.
This Defense Department video shows the crew of the USS John McCain navigating choppy seas off Japan in 2014. Young faces intensely fixed on monitors on a crowded bridge.
Command bridge, change course 252.
Very well.
252, Commandant.
It's hard to imagine high-tech warships like this one colliding with a slow-moving tanker off Singapore the way the McCain did in August, or the way the USS Fitzgerald collided with a container ship near Tokyo in June. Veterans who sail the Pacific are not surprised. They watched the Navy grapple with issues at sea for decades. Sean Van Diver is a 12-year Navy veteran. He handled weapon systems on two ships in the Pacific in the 2000s.
At minimum, there was a human error here. There's a series of human errors that had to happen for these sort of collisions to happen.
The Navy has already hinted that both crashes were preventable. In relieving the Fitzgerald's top officers, the Navy suggested the crew lost situational awareness. Kevin Iyer is a retired captain and 27-year Navy veteran who commanded several cruisers. He explained, it's what sailors call losing the bubble.
The bubble is this perfect sphere. Imagine holding it in your hand, a soap bubble. And it symbolizes your complete understanding of what is going on around you. To lose the bubble means it pops. You don't really understand all of the things that are transpiring around you.
He says the waters around Tokyo are as crowded as the skies over O'Hare in Chicago, but the airplane analogy doesn't quite hold.
In the case of the skies over Chicago, there are external agents who are monitoring everything, and that is their primary purpose, is to make sure that those planes don't run into each other.
At sea, it's the crews who monitor their surroundings. And the crews have shrunk over the years, and duties have increased. Many of the sailors are handling weapon systems and listening to communications from around the globe. Technology can also cause information overload.
If you are in a congested waterway, that thing is going to be pinging like this. You're being overwhelmed. You've got too much information.
Any Navy vessel would still have sailors standing watch, but the Fitzgerald collision happened at night. The McCain collision happened early in the morning.
It's not a giant leap that somebody might have accidentally fallen asleep. This is something that the military struggles with all the time. I served, 7 years at sea total, and I've seen it. I've seen lookouts fall asleep. It's cold. You're bundled up in a jacket.
Van Diver says watch used to be the centerpiece of a sailor's day. With smaller crews and a number of side duties, watch is now almost the downtime at the end of the day. Van Diver also emphasized that the Navy can't just blame the crews.
We're paying attention to it now. There are a number of things which people seem to have grasped now that are clearly contributing to this, whether it be maintenance, whether it be training, whether it be operational tempo, whether it be undermanning of the ships.
Iyer argues chronic lack of sleep has always been a problem.
I know that it's the worst kept secret in the Navy that 7th Fleet is tired and undermanned. And I think that that's not an excuse for what happened. But it's definitely something we need to take into consideration.
Iyer says some of this is a lack of basic seamanship. The Navy has been trying to beef up training after scaling back its surface warfare training school 15 years ago. Multiple solutions are being floated ahead of the Navy's report, from sending more ships to the Pacific to getting rid of some of the ancillary duties sailors perform at sea. Navy veterans say top leadership needs to be held accountable, since most of these problems have been widely known for years. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.